That's all ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, the women of Pine Ridge's government finally succeeded in breaking up the festive activities going on at the barber shop. They passed a law which prevented the men from having their hair cut by any woman other than their own wives. In fact, the law was so effective that Kitty, the lady barber, packed up and went back to Kansas City. In her haste, she left Abner sitting in the barber chair with shaving lather on his face. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, it's been said that cautious people seldom make errors. Now, it's wise to be cautious, especially before you go out in the evening for a good time. Yes, before you go, check up on your Alka-Seltzer, so you'll be sure to have plenty on hand when you want it. You see, sometimes after an evening out, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid upset stomach. Well, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer ready in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind.
By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning.
You can get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist in either the 30-cent Get Acquainted package or in the large economical 60-cent size. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. So get a package now. Remember,
by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning.
Yes, never be caught without Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Abner still is upset over his unfortunate experience of the day before. Listen.
My doggies, I still don't know why I done it.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, hush up.
Well, why did I ever step inside of that dead blame barber shop?
Abner, I've stood for all this carrying on I'm going to. Now, just cut it out. Forget about it.
Me, I reckon I just lost my head. That's what I done. Must not have known what I was doing. Well, I reckon the first thing I knowed, I was there with that lather on my face and Kitty standing over me with a razor in her hand.
Oh, you knowed what you was doing, all right.
I must not have gone. Must not. In fact, sir, I think the first thing I recollect was when Miss Quincy come in there and caught me.
Caught you?
Yeah.
Granny, you talk like you'd actually committed a crime of some kind.
Well, no, I was breaking the law.
The only law you was breaking was the one them idiotic alley women had made up. And I ain't so sure them are actual legal laws.
Yeah, but, Lon, the law is printed right in the statutes book, so Elizabeth says. Says right there in black and ink that no man in Pine Ridge can have any woman cut his hair or shave him except his own wife. And there I was. Biggest lie, getting a shave from Kitty.
In the first place, she never got around to shaving you. She quit her job and left town wherever she got started.
Yeah.
Left you sitting in the chair with soap on your face. In the second place, I doubt if the law had ever even been passed yet when you went down there yesterday.
Yeah, but Elizabeth says it was passed before I got out of there. So that makes me a criminal, no matter how you look at it.
All right, go ahead and be a criminal. I don't care.
Well, Lum, I don't want to be one.
To hear you talk about it, you'd think you did.
Lum, your trouble is you just don't know what I've been through. I've been suffering the pangs of my conscience. That's what I've been doing.
You've been what?
Suffering. S-U.
Well, what do you think I've been doing, having to listen to you?
Well, I broke Elizabeth's heart, though, Lum. That's what hurts me.
Broke her heart?
Yeah. Broke her little heart, she said.
I don't see how that could be.
Well, that dumb Miss Quincy run right back to the mayor's office yesterday and told Elizabeth how she caught me sitting right there in a barber shop with the evidence right on my face. And the worst part, she told Elizabeth right in front of all them other elder women standing around there. Elizabeth said it was awful humiliating to her.
I don't think none of them women even know how to be humiliated.
Well, Elizabeth does, Mom. She said that she bragged on me. That's what made it so bad.
Bragged on you?
Yeah. Said she had set me up before them other women as an example.
Well, I could have told her that was a mistake right then.
Well, I never had nothing to do with it, Lon. She was the one that was doing the talking. And she told him. She says, Abner is the one man in Pine Ridge that would never let himself be made a fool of by no lady barber. And look what I did. lost my head completely.
Now, don't start that again.
She said that I'd broke her heart, Mom. Said I had broke it in 1,000 little pieces. She just cried her poor eyes out.
Cried?
Oh, she just carried on something wonderful. She said I was the meanest man in the whole world. And I don't know. Maybe she's right. Maybe I ought to just hate and despise myself. Maybe I ought to quit speaking to me. I don't know.
Well, that's not bad idea. Try to work me in on that, too, if you can.
Oh, because I'm just a good mind to eat everything I don't like. I'm going to get my next pair of shoes too little for my feet. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. While you're sitting around here moaning, I'm going to do something about this woman-giverment situation of ours. I'm calling a meeting tonight.
A meeting?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a meeting?
Oh, meeting of some of the men folks.
Oh.
It's high time us men got together and taken some action.
See it, huh?
When them women go so first to ruin somebody's business and then run them out of town, well, that's just going too dadgum fur.
You talking about Kitty?
Why, sure.
Oh.
She had a perfect right to work there in the barbershop and earn a living for herself. This is a free country, and I, grannies, I'm aiming on keeping it that way.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with this meeting tonight, though?
That's what I'm calling the meeting for. Figure out what we can do.
Oh.
I've done talked to Ulysses Quincy and Walt Bates. They're both coming.
There, huh?
Yeah, I think I'll call up Earl Pomeroy. He'll want to get in on this.
Yeah, Earl's a good one.
Yeah, what's his ring down there, you know?
No, I don't know nothing. I just know that I broke my woman's heart, that's all.
I know what it is, short.
And after she put so much beef into me, too, that's what hurt. Thought I was the wonderful. And now look at me. She said I'm a lawbreaker, crook, varmint, and no...
Hello?
No, counsel.
Hello?
Criminal.
Hammer.
That's
hey.
What she called
Hello,
me.
Earl. This is Lum Eddard. Oh, just only tolerably. Say, Earl, can you talk now?
What's wrong?
Is your woman around?
Oh, he lost his
voice. Yeah, this is sort of secret stuff, and I don't want him to find out about it.
Kitty might have dropped the shaving brush in his mouth.
Well, I'm calling a meeting of some of us fellas tonight so we can study up some way to get them dead blame women out of office.
You hate it, because I'm embarrassed later.
Yeah, I know you'd be pretty, I'd.
She'll write a relay and tell them that.
Well, I just figured after what happened yesterday, we couldn't let things go no further.
They ain't got no use for me anyway.
Oh, about 8 o'clock down here at the store.
Try to get her to separate, and that's what they'll do.
Yeah, be sure and don't tell this to nobody. I don't want to take a chance on no women finding out about it. Yeah, all right, Earl. See you tonight. Goodbye.
Maybe if she'd just give me another chance to prove myself to her.
See, I want to call up Squire and Eugene Blevins and Caleb Weehunter.
Elizabeth, just give me another chance to show her that I'm the wonderfulest man in the world. That's fine, Regan.
Ezra Seastrump will want to come to the meeting, too.
Just give me one little opportunity to undisgrace myself. I'd turn over a new leaf, be a new man.
Are you coming to the meeting tonight, Abner?
Make her so proud of me, she'd spend all her time bragging on me.
Abner, I asked you a question.
Oh, huh?
Are you coming to the meeting tonight?
Yeah, sure, I'll be there.
That's the first sensible thing you said all day long.
I'll have to come to the meeting. I can't go home. Elizabeth won't let me in the house.
On account of being so broke-hearted, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon so. You wouldn't think to look at a little fella like me that I could be such a mean, ornery varmint as she claims I am.
You wouldn't think you'd be such a addle brain, either. Now, hush up and let me make some more phone calls here.
No, we broke Elizabeth's heart and broke her favorite flower vase this morning, too. I done that.
Oh, you did? How'd you do that?
Why, she throwed it at me, and I stood there and let it hit me in the head. Never even ducked, not even a little bit. Stood right there, deliberate, broke it, she said. The things I do, sir, according to her, is awful.
Nobody answers over Squire's place.
I could have called it.
Oh, well, no wonder. You already comes now.
Huh? Oh, Squire. Long, don't tell Squire about the trouble I'm having with my woman. I reckon everybody knows about it.
Well, howdy, Squire. I was just trying to call you.
Yes, I suppose it's about the meeting tonight, wasn't it, Lum?
Wait a minute. How'd you know about that?
Well, Walt Bates told me. He said that you called him and wanted to get as many men together as you could. So I took the liberty of passing the word on to our Hodgkins and Emmett Goshen. I hope that's all right.
Oh, sure. Just so the women don't find out about it, that's all I care about.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Lum. I fully recognize the need for secrecy. And I took the utmost precaution to keep the information from the women, too.
Well, good.
But I'll tell you one thing, Lum. I'm certainly glad that you're taking the initiative in this. Bring this thing to a head. It's now or never, you know.
That's just the way I feel about it.
After what happened at the barbershop yesterday, there's no telling to what length those women are liable to go. That little triumph of theirs in running Kitty out of town gave them a taste of power. And that's a dangerous thing in the hand of women, poor
fellow. It is. Dangerous. All get out.
Yes, there's nothing more calamitous than power in the hands of a group of irresponsible, inexperienced, empty-headed women.
You're just right about it.
No, what we got to do, Lum, is strike now before they bring disaster to our peaceful little community.
That's just what I figured. Tomorrow might be too late.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. By the way, do you have any definite plans, Lum? That is, I mean, have you thought of any course of action that we can pursue?
Well, no, to be honest, I ain't, Squire. But I figured when we all get together tonight and talk things over, somebody's bound to come up with a good subject.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't have anything definite in mind either, but I was thinking now what we might...
Don't say it now. That's from Cedric Weehan.
No.
He hangs around the city hall all the time. He'd rush right back and tell the women everything we said.
Yes, yes. What in the world is he turning? It looks like a old bugle horn or some kind.
How do you do, gentlemen?
For the land sakes alive, Cedric, what is that?
Proclamation.
Looks more like a horn to me.
Don't interrupt me, Mr. Abner. Proclamation.
I never even knowed you could play the proclamation.
You don't play it, Abner. You read it. A proclamation is an edict, an official announcement, a law.
A law?
Yes.
Uh-oh, them elder women must have been at it again.
Is that what it is, Cedric? A new law that our lady legislators have just enacted?
Well, I don't know. It's a proclamation, I know that.
Well, go ahead and read it then, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
And stop blowing that horn.
Proclamation!
Oh, my.
Be it hereby known that beginning of this date and henceforth there shall be rung every night at 8 o'clock a curfew bell, after which it shall be unlawful for any male citizen to appear on the streets of Pine Ridge unless accompanied by his wife.
Unless accompanied? Why, this is outrageous. Now, they're trying to make prisoners out of her.
Yeah, and what about our meeting tonight?
The meeting?
Can't even get out to fight back.
Oh.
My grannies, they must have found out we was aiming on having that meeting.
Well, how could they, Lum? Nobody knew it but us men.
There's just one answer, Squire. Some man in this town is telling them women folks everything we plan. There's a spy amongst us. Just as sure as it were.
Well, spy or no spy, it looks as though the feminine lawmakers of Pine Ridge have come into their own, and they are determined to rule with an iron fist. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, I wonder, friends, do you ever get hurried and tense toward the end of the day? I know many of us do. Now, an occasional sleepless night, tossing and turning, is often the result of just such a condition, and that's not very pleasant. That's why so many people turn to Miles Nervine. Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension, which sometimes may keep you awake. Miles Nervine has been making good for almost 3/4 of a century. Use it next time overwrought nerves threaten your sleep. You'll be way ahead with Miles Nervine. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in 2 forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription-quality product backed by Miles Laboratories. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.